And now, non-billable consult with legal expert Andrew Sherman.
So a client called me the other day and said, I really think I need a kitchen cabinet for decision making and to help guide my business growth. But how do I get started in forming an advisory board? Well, for many entrepreneurs and small business owners, it is very lonely at the top. Other than talking to yourself late at night, which can work, many entrepreneurs and small business owners really need to put some type of sounding board in place, but they may not be ready for the formality and expense of a full-blown outside board of directors. And actually, many of the people that would be interested in serving on your advisory board may not want the full liability that comes with being a full-blown board of directors. Advisory boards are very effective ways to get insights and knowledge to guide your decision-making and give you some ways to really hold yourself accountable to milestones and to performance and to the execution of a business plan. But you don't just cobble the advisory board together willy-nilly. If you really want to do it right, consider all of the variables that go into structuring an advisory board properly. What will the roles and responsibilities be? How long will the term be? What will the compensation to the advisory boards be? Think about things like diversity and composition of the board. You wouldn't want all accountants on the board, particularly if you have that same background. You want to get diversity of thought, diversity of input and experience. What will the regularity of meetings be? What will be the expectations in between the meetings? Who will form the agenda? Who will chair the advisory board? And of course, issues of confidentiality. The best way to capture all of these issues is to work closely with your lawyer to draft an advisory board participation agreement. So what's the takeaway? Yes, it's lonely at the top, but there are structures available to you to get guidance. Advisory boards can be a great way to help guide your path to growth, but make sure you put the obligations down in writing and be clear about expectations.
That was your non-billable consult with legal expert Andrew Sherman.